folks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419 PT Love 4.
Welcome to Pork Therapy. You've joined us once again on the Pork Therapy love seat.
Well, the Pork Therapy bar stool.
Yeah, I'm actually standing. I'm not even on a love seat, but listeners, you can imagine what I'm doing.
And this is Mike.
Who I'm sitting on. And this is Stephanie.
I'm sitting on Stephanie. I don't know about her.
I'm forming a chair, right? we have quite a special occasion today. We're here at Social Sundays in Keene.
It's a very special occasion.
It's not really special, okay? It's actually not special, okay? I'm going to finally admit it.
Hey, we can't actually present that.
But we are at
the... We have a running joke on the show that I say everything is special, and then Mike yells at me because I overuse the term, and then I'm not allowed to say it's, like, censored, you know, he bleeps
it out. Oh, yeah. It's not that I censor. It's that it's meaningless.
It becomes the S word.
Yeah.
The new S word is special. Anyway, so we're here at Social Sundays, or anti-social Sundays, as it were, because we're standing here in the corner and not talking to anyone except our wonderful peanut gallery. Would you like to say hello, peanut gallery?
Peanut.
That's right. We got a few peanuts. A couple of cashews. A few hazelnuts.
That's it. I'm leaving to go listen to Free Talk Live.
Damn, we're losing peanuts left and right.
One of our cashew has a question for us, actually.
Exactly. So cashew, come over here and say your question.
Actually, be in front of it.
Yeah, right here.
What is the circumference of the Earth?
3. What's your next question?
Okay.
Penis.
I think it's
the answer.
Three penis long. Okay. That's a small
Well, three of mine.
We said you'd give you an answer.
Tip?
We didn't say it was going to be accurate.
Okay, so...
The real question.
Since you guys poked and prodded and were like, I demand questions, and he wouldn't leave me alone.
That's right.
See, that makes us look bad when you say that.
Well, that's desperate.
The truth
makes us look bad.
We are desperate.
It just took...
We can't lie.
It's like when you guys come out of the blue in the bar and you're like, ask questions, and I'm half drunk and stoned.
And that's perfect then.
What?
It worked out well. Which half is drunk and which half is stoned?
The top is drunk. The bottom is stoned.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the other question?
Okay, so... And a relationship of mine ended probably about 9-10 months ago.
Okay.
And the way she broke up with me was essentially saying that, among other things, was she used the phrase, I'm drawing a blank.
Take it slow.
I think we should slow it down.
Ooh.
And
screeching brakes, coming to a
halt. But it, you know, it wasn't slowing it down. It was completely at a stop, and it sort of was confusing.
Now, did it actually slow down and then stop, or was when she said that was the
end? It was pretty much it.
Wow.
Any time after that, I called her. She was always doing something.
Oh,
but
brutal.
But it was very strange because she did continue to come to Social Sundays every once in a while after that, after it happened, and kind of hang out. But she never mentioned after that particular day that it was actually that was the end of the relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, she like because afterwards I would still try and call her and like you know kind of be intimate with her or something like you know kiss her goodnight or something like that. And she never took that as an opportunity to say like maybe I missed something. You know. This relationship is over. I'm sorry if I, you know, gave the wrong impression or something. So
yeah, so I mean, she would let you kiss her goodnight and but she wouldn't
but she
initiate
didn't
anything.
Say, like, hey,
and did she kiss you back during those?
Yes.
Hmm.
Not much, you know. It was just kind of. It wasn't like.
Okay, well, here's with the only stuff
limited. What's the question? The question was.
What is it?
Like, I'm just kind of curious. Like, what would.
why did she do
that? I mean, obviously, you know, every person is different, but, like, why wouldn't she just be direct and be like, that's it or something?
Oh, why wouldn't a woman be direct?
Yeah, so it's like, there's I know plenty of men who are not as well.
Yeah.
You guys got enough questions, and I take
we have room for more questions.
Another peanut walked up.
I'm just making smart-ass remarks.
I know.
Yeah, he's
loser.
We have a lot of nuts in this peanut gallery.
There's,
anyway,
this is a very active.
You know what? I'm
going to
go play. I'm going to go play Dominion.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
this will be. Where's the speaker right above us?
Anyway, so the question is, why would she not be more direct? And that's a great question. Right. That's pretty much an eternal question when you're dealing with women rejecting people.
I don't think it's gender specific.
It's definitely not. Like, of course, people are individuals.
In fact, we were just doing auditions for a movie that some friends of mine are making, and one of the lines is a guy saying to a friend who's a girl about a third girl who's, you know, he's just broke up with or whatever. He said, "I just gave her the LJBF line." She goes, "What?" He goes, "Let's just be friends."
Oh.
So I think it could be in either gender.
Yeah, it can, of course, but I don't know. In my experience and opinion, like,
women tend
to be worse. Women suck more. I'm thinking about the implications of that statement. No, in my experience,
probably statistically,
it does tend to be true that women are a little worse at that, and I think it's because that they're conditioned to let people down easy, quote unquote. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. She just didn't want to be too harsh, but you know, she was being far too easy because I really didn't. You know, she didn't break through the thick skull of the man.
Yeah,
and you know, I wasn't catching on. So during the relationship before she did that, did she communicate pretty directly? Normally? I thought so, but you know,
yeah.
Maybe I don't listen. As did well you guys as ever have conflicts that you worked through? No, so this
never
is
really had conflicts before that. So.
So maybe she just never brought up the conflicts because she was too non-confrontational.
And they
or
built up, and finally she just said, "I can't deal with this. I'm going to communicate poorly and get out."
Yeah. Well, who knows what her real reason was, but I think it sounds like she was trying to basically please everybody. Like, she wanted to not make you upset, but she wanted to also break up with you and didn't want to go, you know, date you anymore.
See that?
And so
it also might be that
she thought she was doing
something. Or it's possible, but she might have been trying to do something easy on herself. Like, if she's
maybe,
it might be really hard to say, "I don't like this about you. I want to stop seeing you. Mm-hmm. Goodbye."
Yes. Oh yeah.
Versus, "Hey, let's just take it a little bit slower and then vanish."
Yeah.
It's not as good, but it's easier.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I do think some people do that because it's sort of the lazy way out or the easy way out or something like that. But it's not in the end because it's worse because you're misleading someone. You're not giving them clear signals about what you want.
Because like when I really did figure it out, it was sort of, I think it was harder because of that because I was like, what the, you know.
She didn't
do
any favors.
I was acting, you know, from her point of view of knowing that the relationship was over and the way I was still acting, I probably came off as a complete douche, like the ex-boyfriend that wouldn't leave her alone or some shit like that.
Well,
you know?
She might have thought that, but you can't be accused of that because
no,
she didn't even tell you the relationship was over.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. I think you acted.
That kind of sounds like selfish and manipulative on her part. Like she knew she wanted to end it, but if I could bring up an example of something I saw as a much younger individual that has really stuck with me, and I've tried to like consciously stay away from this. And they were talking about gender differences.
Mm-hmm.
And John Stossel handed lemonade without sugar to a group of little boys and a group of little girls. The group of little boys said, "Hey, mister, don't quit your day job. You're no good at making lemonade." The girls, "Very nice. May I have another? Thank you so much. It's so nice." Because in society, girls are raised, and I don't want to be a collectivist or what have you.
Exactly.
Girls are raised to be nice.
Yeah.
To be nice. Don't cause any waves. Just be nice.
To be pleasers, yeah.
Exactly. And so,
even when it's like hurting them or whatever. Even then,
I mean, there's a lot of
drinking
that.
Lemonade with
that's
no sugar.
Harsh.
So
yeah,
that's,
and then asking for another. That's like masochistic.
Women are raised to be masochistic.
No, it's I totally agree with you, Antigone. It's like, it's very true that, you know, in society there's like this expectation that women should never be mean and never like stand up for themselves.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Then
you're a steamroller because you know you actually like, you know.
Yeah.
And
because you're being direct.
I was discussing with you earlier how I even fell for that a few months ago, where I told a guy, you know, it's not a good time for me or whatever, and like the next day it's just like, because that got really dramatic really fast. And it's like, I should have just been like,
"I don't want."
do not want. Because
yes. There you go, ladies. Known what was going straight from on. The yes. horse's mouth.
Do not want.
Do not want.
So puke.
That's all you need to say.
You've lived through this this indirect kind of miscommunication method, and have you ever been through a breakup that was direct?
No.
Okay. Well, what would you prefer?
Yeah.
Date bitches.
Yeah. I really honestly think I would have preferred to just known straight out.
Yes. Yeah, because it's like,
honestly,
it's not fair.
It's like, either way sucked, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't want it to end.
Shit. Yeah, right. But, like, I would prefer it to be, you know, like, okay, shit, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You get through your emotions and that's right. it. The way it happened to me, it was sort of drug out. I kept having, like, sort of, like, highs and lows of being like, well, you know, thinking to myself, well, you know, is it yes or no? Or is it over? Is it not? Did she just want some time kind of to herself or some shit? And she, you know, so it's kind of... Yeah.
Even if she had good intentions, it just doesn't work. If you don't communicate well, you're not going to get what you're trying for.
Right, and it's not fair to you for her to keep you at arm's length, but still sort of keep you waiting around in the wings in case she decides and changes her mind.
Yeah.
And
it was somewhat bizarre.
Especially without even telling him that's what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a fan, but a lot of... women do that, and a lot of men do that too. Yeah.
What?
If he was backburnered,
put
you over here while I try maybe someone else or something.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work out, then I'm going to bring you back.
Right.
Yeah. Do not want. That's all.
Do not want.
That's the name of this episode.
I like that.
Do not want.
So, all right, how would you have preferred it if she had broken up with you? Like, what would you want her to say to you?
Honestly, I think I would have preferred if she just said, you know, like, it's not working out, you know, you're a nice guy or something like that, or it's just, but I would have understood if she had just said, you know, it's not working, you know, for whatever reason, I'm not feeling it, you know, and that's it, and I would have understood that more, you know, and I do understand it now. It's like, okay, that's what happens, you know.
Yeah, because you were able to get over it because you realized it was actually over.
It takes two people to have this relationship, and if one person isn't feeling it, I don't believe that they should, you know, to essentially save my feelings or something like that. They shouldn't put a, you know, what should I say, like...
sugarcoat it.
Or, yeah, they shouldn't, like, you know, just go along with it to please me when it's not pleasing them. You know, you have to please yourself first in life. And if you're not happy yourself, then you can't make, you know, really other people...
Sorry.
Nick, what are you doing?
That was a peanut mishap.
I completely agree.
I agree, too. It's always better to be direct, but it is so hard to be direct.
I can imagine that it probably is.
Yeah. You
know? I've never really been in that situation. I haven't dated that much, so you know, it's never. I guess this is probably the worst breakup that I've had, and you know, it really wasn't that bad. So
good.
Yeah,
they can get worse. So I hope
I'm sure. Yeah, because you know, I mean, for one thing, we actually work together. You know, as one of those
even still
relationships.
And
you know, at least it's not. Yeah, there's not anything bad there. So you know, everybody's heard the advice, but.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do? You know,
it's hard to
like
take
those hormones get going, and you're like, well, maybe it'll work this time, but it usually doesn't. So,
yeah. So anyway, the moral of the story is be direct, and if something's not working out for you, say it clearly. And I mean, you can say it nicely.
You can say it tactfully and nicely. I mean, you don't have to say
like, fuck you, you're fat, stupid, and ugly. Go away.
Or punch him in the face or something. You know,
that works. It works if you don't care about that. Didn't say that about the punching. That'd be bad.
No.
Well, hey, I mean, if you really didn't care about maintaining a relationship of any kind with someone, you could say,
pretty direct.
Fuck you, go away. Do not want.
So I mean, if you have any respect for the person, if you truly feel, you know, if you don't want to hurt their feelings,
then hurt it a little instead of a lot.
Yeah, you can. You're gonna do it anyway. I mean, it's
like
gonna happen, but it's
rip it off.
But
it'll be worse in the long run.
It's much worse if it's protracted. Absolutely. Yes.
Ladies, if you know how to communicate directly, and if you're thinking that you're with somebody and you want to maybe slow it down and try something else with Barsky on the side, you should you should email Mike at porktherapy.com and ask him out on a date. His calendar is totally open tomorrow night. He's free. Right,
awesome.
Mike?
Apparently.
What do you do on Mondays?
So, or you can email us if you want to know how to reject someone tactfully and gracefully and in a very direct way. You can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
That's right. And you can even reject us. You can call us and leave us, hey guys, I really don't like your podcast. Do not want, and then hang up. But please don't do that. We hope you like it. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 4